Take away. That's a female-fronted group out of the Twin Cities called the Miami Dolphins. That's a brand new record called Becky, and we just heard Peeler 2 from Bob Mould before that. Briefest Moment from 2012's release Silver Age, and Fix It, the closing track on this June's release, Beauty and Ruin. We received support from Cool Threads, located two blocks from Paul and Babe in downtown Bemidji. Cool Threads specializes in screen printing, embroidery, and graphic design, a retail source for official BSU apparel. Cool Threads, locally owned and operated in Bemidji for over 30 years, available online at coolthreadsstore.com. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. It's Northern Community Radio's show where we focus on the talents and results of Minnesota musicians. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck, your host for this edition of the show. Center Stage Minnesota is an original series produced by Northern Community Radio and broadcast on the stations of Ampers. Find us online at kaxe.org. Program support comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Well, Galactic Cowboy Orchestra has a new release out. Boy, were they're set impressive down at Ethnic Fest earlier this month in Walker. And their new release is called Zombie Mouth. And this one is called All or Nothing. Thank you.
He was born, the world began. Just a boy when the stars fell on the land. He married only once and forever grieves his bride. Some say he lives forever and refuse to say. A fly, leather skin and a tender eye, patch of snow up upon his head, stone legs and a blanket bed. They wanna ride the rail car that that guy was on. Go on and trade a nickel for a portrait of old John.
From the most recent release from Tree Party, that one's called Wrinkle Meat, the 137-year-old man. The record is iced over, thawing Minnesota's local lore. It says it pays homage to the real people and real stories from Minnesota. From the rugged North Shore through the serene portages of our boundary waters to the rolling plains in the Southwest, these stories tell the tale of true Minnesota legends. They sure did a great job at the Great Northern Radio Show this past Saturday. Really can't say much more than that. They just were fantastic. So, We receive support from Cattails Bar and Grill in Bemidji. Cattails offers lunch and dinner daily, featuring walleye, pasta, ribs, and seafood, with prime rib served Friday and Saturday evenings. Cattails announcing the opening of the Peanut Room, a blast from the past. The downstairs bar open with foosball, pool, darts, peanuts, beer, and more. Cattails, where people get hooked on walleye. More at cattailsbarandgrill.com. Also on Facebook. The Family Safety Network of Cass County is hosting a Fish Fry Friday, fundraiser on Friday, October 10th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Union Congregational, the UCC Church in Hackensack. A silent auction of a variety of food gift baskets is also scheduled. Proceeds benefit FSN, or Family Safety Network of Cass County, which serves victims of domestic violence. The first time I got to see Kind Country live was this summer down in Nevis at Muskie Days, and they were very, very entertaining. Really, really, really liked that band. And from their self-titled release, here's one called Putting It on the Line.
When you were young and all you had was time to take your dreams and push them to the side, well, it only goes to show that there's a lot that you don't know. Your dreams don't always survive. Dreams don't always survive. Well, you told him you'd never seen New York City, and he said, well, there's a change that must be made. You bought a ticket for a train because you didn't have time to waste. You're on your way to your grave. You're on your way to your grave. Way to his grave.
Take your dreams and push them to the side. Well, it only goes to show that there's a lie that you don't know. Your dreams don't always survive. Dreams don't always survive. And when they're gone, dead and gone, don't take too long to say goodbye. Just carry on, because you ain't living unless you're putting it out on the line.
Now how tender this angel's morning. The earth is resting in a cloud, cradled in the arms of a wonder, cloaked in some ancient shroud. These bloodshot eyes of a knowledge too proud to ever behold. All that is in this nothingness out on the Bad River Road. Out on the Bad River Road. Whole wide world's at your fingertips, but it's just your little room. And all of that information, it's like some cheap perfume that worships the sweet of a sweetness and dulls a sense of what's old. To the one who blesses the morning out on the Bad River Road, out on the Bad River Road. You know the hands of time, they bully. That's what they do the best. Wrestle your days from you. Your nights aren't really rest. So find a moment that attempts you to shed this mortal load. Like this morning that's so deliberate out on the Bad River Road. Out on the Bad River Road. Bestowed. There's a little left of something else out on the Bad River Road. Out on the Bad River Road. How tender this angel's morning. The earth is resting in a cloud, cradled in the arms of a wonder, cloaked in some ancient shroud. These bloodshot eyes of a knowledge too proud to ever behold. The all that is in this nothingness out on the Bad River Road. Out on the Bad River Road.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Driving down to Austin with nothing left to talk about, and we hadn't seen a restaurant in 800 miles. I needed coffee and you gave a monologue. You talked my ear off and I tried to smile. But oh, how I loved how you talked. But we were a joke and I was the setup. You like the build-up. Can you were the punchline, but your sense of humor is different from mine. Grandma was friends with world famous outlaws, and your grandpa was a ranch hand who never saw the sea. Their offspring were drunks and writers and cowards who ridiculed everyone who ever tried to leave. They made fun of your uncle who went to New York City and gave birth to your cousin, the lawyer in Boston. I learned about his practice and his family and apartment as we drove from Oklahoma overnight to Austin. And oh, how I loved how you talked. But we were a joke and I was the setup. You liked the build-up and I got fed up. We were a joke and you were the punchline, but your sense of humor is different from mine. Now Texas is bigger than anyone gives it credit for, and your mouth is bigger than anyone I know. The words kept on coming like the North Texas Highway. It was 8 hours behind us and 8 left to go. And oh, how I loved how you talked. But how could I love how you talked? We were a joke and I was a setup. You got the build up and I got fed up. We were a joke and you were the punchline, but your sense of humor is different from mine.
Brian Laidlaw and the Family Trade comes from a 7-song release called Whiskey with Goliath, and that one's called Setup. Jerry Ostenso, Bad River Road from Whatever's Left of the Day, and then Kind Country started that set, putting it on the line. Self-titled release from them from this year, from the Kind Country Band. You're listening to Center Stage Minnesota on Northern Community Radio. We receive support from Bemidji Brewing Company, located downtown at 401 Bell Trammy Avenue. Fresh craft beers on tap and growlers to go at the tap room. Open Thursdays, Friday, and Saturday. For more information, search Bemidji Beer on Facebook or the web. Well, here's Adam Herman and his extremely talented band, The Slamming Doors, from their newest release called Road Beneath the Wheel. This one's Meant to Fall.
Watching boats go by on the river on a summer night. Now watching boats go by up the channel straight up into the sky. My
cousin Ryan slams a beer down, says I ain't never getting married. The only thing that he's concerned about is if he's burned or buried. And the Lord knows he's got a plan for all that extra free time. Some of us were meant to build a home, some were
from my maybe call, too much to bear, singing softly in your dreams, whisper solitary secrets. Well, I cannot be discreet, dear. If I should die before the night falls gray, keep me in your heart, my love. I'll die a man someday. Might talking enough, praying, prancing through the room, following some other impulse, denying blame, implying fault. Now who do you speak to? Formalities appear relenting. Took to mention how I ponder. How does my mind stop the wandering? If I should see another breaking day, desperate, dreadful memories, I'll die a man someday. Fade the passing life, mourning for no one. should you offer? Wanting, wanting, ever wanting. Looking hard but never showing you. If I should see another breaking day, desperate, dreadful memories, I'll die a man someday, oh Lord. If I should die before the night falls gray, keep me in your heart, my love, I died a man today. Keep me in your heart, my love, I died a man today.
Times weren't right. money was tight and you hoped I understood. Said you loved me, your words were sweet and fine. The pictures that you painted, you told me were all mine. Letters told me everything, you promised me the sky. Your letters, they said everything, but they never said goodbye.
That is the Bloodwash Band. It's a conglomeration of musicians that play frequently at the House of Mercy, and it's released by the House of Mercy Recordings. Came out in December of last year, and that one's called Waiting at the Mailbox. Corpse Reviver before that. That's a band that kind of, I don't know. I'll have to talk to those guys about what inspired that name. It sounds like a bad heavy metal band, but it is not. It is a group that's actually working their way through the Harry Smith songbook, which is actually a sort of he did not get permission to put all this stuff together. He just kind of went and put these songs and sort of the history and the music together of American folk music. And because he did such a thorough job and it became fairly widespread, but also probably more so because he did the most thorough job that was out there, regardless of getting rights for the music and all that stuff, it has become sort of the go-to document for American folk music in the era that he was covering. So Corpse Reviver is working their way through that. This one's called Volume 1, I'll Be Rested When the Roll Is Called. And we just got these into the studio, and what we heard was No Depression in Heaven, a Carter Family song, which I've gotten so most used to hearing as a Uncle Tupelo song, and that actually became the term that coined the whole movement for that country rock era of Uncle Tupelo and everything that sprung from that, the No Depression movement, and a magazine also that existed for a long time that was a really great music magazine of the same name. And before that, we heard Actual Wolf with Time from the 2012 USA release, and Slamming Doors gave us Meant to Fall to start that set from Road Beneath the Wheel. I want to let you know about Sunny Night and the Lakers and Fattin' and Frogs coming to Rail River Folk School. $20. It's on October 25th. It's a Saturday. And you can get tickets for $25. If you're a member of Northern Community Radio, you can get them for $20. And it's the Center Stage Minnesota Pre-Hibernation Celebration. Thanks to Tuto Benny for sponsoring this concert. And you can call 800-662-5799 or go to kaxe.org to get your tickets for that show, Sunday Night and the Lakers and Fatten and Frogs, October 25th at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji. Here's one of the founders, original founders of Secret Stash Records, jazz artist Corey Wong. This is from his quintet release from the quintet record. Here's the first minute or so of Whether It Changes or Not.